If you want cheat a little, well, if you go to page 91, that's what we're up to. If you look on the top, we're really going into a whole new topic today, right? Until now, we were learning the halachas of a shul, and before that, we were talking about davening and all this type of stuff. So you look on the top, even though it's really not that there yet, but since I want to make you feel like we're doing something different. So you see on the top, it says Hilchos and Tehillos Adayin, but let's do Kuf Nun Zayin first. So Mechavi says in Kuf Nun Zayin, so again, we're talking about going to shul, leaving shul, working, how are you supposed to think of when you're working, all that type of stuff. So Mechavi says in Kuf Nun Zayin, Kishyagi Ashar Revius, when the fourth hour comes, Mishnah Berurah says, so again, normally we talk about relative hours, we talk about sunrise, sunset, you know, you take the time to divide up into 12, that's what gives you a relative hour, and then you have, what's Machlokas, but let's say, and so then you take four of those, that's the fourth hour. So also, again, we call that Shazmanios. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's if when you wake up at Amud HaShachar, but let's say you wake up later, or let's say some guys at the Hashkama, at the early minute, the 5:45, maybe they get up before Amud HaShachar. So then again, when we talk about the fourth hour, we're talking about you get up at Amud HaShachar. But if you wake up earlier or later, we go 4 hours from whence you get up. As far as this halacha is concerned. So what is this halacha? Keshagia Shah Revius. When that fourth hour comes, he covers sudasa. You should eat. Obviously, we're not talking about fast day, but you know, like a normal day, so to speak, if there is such a thing. Let's say a guy's learning, right? Like we said before, you know, after davening, you're learning. So, you know, you're learning. So then you can wait till the sixth hour. But, the Mishnah Berurah says it means the beginning of the sixth hour, not the end of the sixth hour. But lo yachar yoser, but you shouldn't go longer than that. Davka zork even lachamas im lo ta'am midi basafim. It's like throwing a rock into a vat. In other words, it's not so good for you to you fast so long and then you eat. Like we know this that you know a person you, know, you go from you see this like after a fast day, especially a long fast day, and you eat. So you know it could sometimes be not so healthy. I remember. My first year in Eretz Yisrael, so I was leaving the day after Shivasar B'Tamuz. So I was leaving the next morning. So the cook, her nephew lived in Los Angeles and knew me. So I was, once in a while, you used to get a preferential treatment from the cook because, you know, I was from Los Angeles. And nephew, you know, so it was a... She, to break the fast, she served schnitzel. And it was she made a really good schnitzel. So since I was leaving, she gave me two portions. And now you all know that Shivasar B'Tamuz is a long fast, right? It's a summertime. It's a long fast. So it was a temporary gratification, but I just barely made it to the plane. But okay. But anyways, dealing with that, a perfect Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do like I just said. Well, besides the Mechaber saying that was a bad move. But the Mishnah Berurah says that it's tov. It's good that your food, when you eat during the day, should be lighter. Should be lighter food than nighttime food. That's an interesting Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah talks about how many times you should eat, but we'll just leave that for the meantime. Okay, very interesting halacha. Kuf Nun Ches. Okay. Keshabal Lechol. When a person wants, now we're talking about eating, so right, you're eating. So Chazal liked it for a person had pas shachris, if you ate bread in the morning. So, well, if you're eating bread in the morning, so there's some halachas, as we all know. So, when you come to eat bread, shemavarkim alav hamotzi, if it's bread that you make hamotzi on. No, you think that's weird, but, you know, we have breads today that aren't hamotzi. And all sorts of things. Go to Trader Joe's again, and things on their hashgacha, which are made out of this, and made out of that, and made out of all sorts of things. So again, let's keep it simple. Let's say it's bread, right? Everybody knows what bread is. Something made out of the five grains, out of a flour, the five grains. You know what the five grains are? Browse, barley, rye, not rice. Barley, rye, oat, wheat, spelt, right? So if you have flour out of one of those grains And then you process it. You usually add water or something like that. Let's stick with water and yeast and rises. And let's stay away from matzah for the time being. Let's make a very simple regular bread. And you want to eat that. And you bake it. I left that little detail out. You have to make hamotzi. We'll discuss why later. So before you consume such an object, yitol yadav, you have to wash your hands. Even if you don't know that your hands were tame, let's say you didn't touch your shoe or your scalp or the things we just, or a part of your body which is normally covered, so you normally have to wash your hands for that. So you, even without that, still you have to wash your hands. You make a bracha on the tefillah sadaim, as you all know. But let's say you have something that you don't make hamotzi on, like lachmanios, which we'll discuss later in a later siman. So dako, so a thin, it's like a thin cake. Oh, pasa baba kisnin, or a pasa baba kisnin again, which I don't want to get into now. So machlok is exactly what it is, what a pasa baba kisnin is. But in other words, if you're eating something made out of the five grains, but it's not a hamotzi, and you're not making it your meal, we'll get, again, these things will get veino kaveya suda, so all I am. You're not making your meal out of these things. Ein sarach netilas adayim. So then you don't have to wash. So let's say, let's make it simple, even though it's not so simple. Let's say you're having a Danish for breakfast. It's made out of the five grains. So do you have to wash for that? So, well, again, it's not so simple. But let's say, simply no. So you don't make hamotzi on it. You wouldn't wash for it. Okay, so we're running a little late. But Amir Tzashem, tomorrow we'll get into this a little more. Why? What's the reason for this? Where's the source? First of all, what's the source for it? And why? What is this based upon it, that we wash for bread? It's not in the Torah anywhere. So, this is a simple shot. So, maybe. Okay, anyways. So, Amir Tzashem, tomorrow we'll understand, we'll hopefully get to why do we wash. And we begin to discuss how you wash. Okay, we'll get into that. Okay?